Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Ayin Hei, Sanhedrin 75A, pagination is 149. We're starting on the second line. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, a story. Maisa, there was an incident, Ba'adam Echad, a certain person, Shanosan Einav Be'isha Achas, that he lay his eyes on a certain woman, Fehela Libotina, and his heart developed a craving for her, to have relations with her. Uvav lu v'shalu l'rofim, and they came and they asked the doctors. V'omru, the doctor said, Ein lo takono ad shetiva il. He will not have any solution until she will have relations with him. In other words, his craving has gone to the point of no return, and in the perception of the doctors, there's such a thing, and there is no recourse besides letting it play itself out. Amru Chachamim, the sages responded, Yamos, let him die, Va'alti Va'elo, and she should not agree to have relations with him. Under these circumstances, if he wanted to marry her, he should have come and say, I want to marry her. Under these circumstances, requesting a one-time stand because I have a craving, the Chacham's response is no go. So apparently the doctors made another suggestion. If you don't want them to have technical relations, so Tamod Lefanav Aruma, let her stand in front of him unclothed. It'll satisfy his craving through sight. Yamos, they responded, let him die. Ve'al tamod lefanav aruma, and she should not do such a thing. If you feel that this illness will run its course, so let it run its course. We don't do these things. Tesaper imo me'achorei hageder. So they made a suggestion that she should speak with him from behind the fence. Yamos, the sages responded, let him die. Velotisaparimo meachore hageder, and she should not cooperate and speak with him from behind the fence. So the Gemara considers what the case was, and tells us, Penuya Haisa, this woman that this man had his eyes on, was an unmarried woman. And so the Gemara asks, Mai Kulei Hai? Why did they take it to such an extent that they were not willing to accommodate, even from behind the fence, a conversation to save the man's life? Claim the doctors. And the Gemara tells us, Arvacha b'rei d'ravika omar, k'deish la yubinos yisrael prutzos ba'aroyos, so that the daughters of Israel should not become open to immoral behavior. Now, this Gemara really opens up a very different perspective between the perception that exists among the quote doctors and among the quote sages. Today, a particular satire movie came out, which I'm told has an entire routine about just turn it off, as if the religious people say that you can turn off a drive, and we, the wise people who make movies, know that that's not such a thing. You have to be able to let it run its course. And we have to know who's playing the role doctors matching this Gemara, and who's matching the role of sages in line with this Gemara. We have a halacha, for example, that if, God forbid, a husband is informed during intimacy that his wife became a nida, it's possible for him to exhibit the self-control necessary and follow the halacha. And that's true even during the act. That's also true, certainly, before the act. It sometimes happens. It's a painful nisayon. But on the night of mikvah, either before mikvah or after mikvah, the couple finds out that it doesn't work and they're not going to be able to be together. And it works. We observe, even so. There's a principle which the Gemara shears, which says, Ever katan yesh ba'adam, there's a small part of the person, referring to the male organ, marivo saveya, it's possible to hunger it and it'll be satisfied. Meaning, don't feed it, don't play into it, and it'll be okay if you make that decision. The body will obey. Masbio ra'iv. And if you look to satisfy it, then it will be constantly craving. Tosfos in Sukkah Nun Beis tells us that David HaMelech, when he was told that he's about to encounter an Isayon in this area, so he purposely was with one of his wives to try to satisfy himself so that he should be in a better position to control himself in face of the Nisayon that he was about to encounter. And Tosfos tells us that that's actually a mistake. That's not the way to satisfy in the face of a Nisayon. Now, obviously, we have to know there are cases where husband is with his wife purposely because he has a craving and it's a way to satisfy it in a kosher way. But this other principle is equally true, that a person can make a decision and ultimately that decision is the only thing that can save him. And the doctors are claiming that he's going to die, and the sages are really saying two things. One thing, we're not willing to cooperate with this attitude. Every person claims that they have a craving and they're going to die if they don't fulfill their craving. You're going to have benos yisor perutzos ba'arayos. We can't allow that. But they're also saying something else. I'm not sure that he's going to die. If he puts himself together, not so sure that he's going to die. The Gemara continues and says, Valintseva Mintsev, why don't they arrange that he marry this woman, if she's indeed a Pnuya, an unmarried woman, if that's the case, so let them get married. And the Gemara says, "Hu lo milyasva daite," that would not satisfy his need. Kid Rav Yitzchak, as Rav Yitzchak taught, the Amr Rav Yitzchak, "Miyom shechar beis hamikdash nitla tam bia v'nitla la'ovrei aveira." The real satisfaction of this area of human condition is from illicit. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Mayim genuvim yimtaku." When it's stolen, then it's sweet, because the Yetzer Hara creates a drive that's all-encompassing. And this person wanted to do it illicitly. Had he been willing to marry her? So people have drives and people have desires, and if they go about it in a kosher way, so there's such a thing. But he wanted it illicitly. And if that's the case, then the Chachamim said, we don't do that. We don't do that as a precedent. We might not even believe that that's his real condition, but we're not cooperating with it. The Rambam in Perek Hey Halacha Tes of Yesodei HaTorah writes, Misha nosan enov bi'isha, if a person placed his eyes on a woman v'chala and he got so sick, v'natalomos, he's about to die. V'amru harofim, the doctors say, ein lo refuat shetivoe lo, there's no solution unless she agrees. Yamos va'al tivoe lo, let him die, she should not agree. Afilu aisa penuya, even if she's unmarried, it's poor form. V'afilu ledaber ima me'achore ha'geder, even to speak with her from behind the fence, a morin lo bekach, we don't rule that that's okay. V'yomos, let him die, v'lo yoru, they should not rule, ledaber ima me'achore ha'geder, to speak from behind the fence, shelo yubinos yisrael hefker, the daughters of Israel should not become available to all for every person's fad, v'yavoh b'dvarim elu lifrotz ba'arayos, because that would bring to immoral activity. It is interesting that in the way the Rambam presents these two solutions that he mentions, one that they should have relations, and the other that they should speak with a fence separating them, which might take care of his craving, so the Rambam does use a different wording in these two cases. In the case of relations, the Rambam says, no, don't do it. In the case of speaking from behind the fence, the Rambam says, we don't issue such a ruling. Lo yoru, they should not rule that he should do that, that she should cooperate with that. It's interesting because it could be, according to the Rambam's very careful wording here, that if the man would decide to figure out a way to speak with the woman and that would satisfy his craving, it could be that he could get away with that. But we're not going to rule that way because that creates it into a precedent, that's part of law and order that we can do this and that you can't do. If he can pull it off and that'll save his life, so he can perhaps take that initiative. It seems from the wording of the Rambam that it's a halacha v'ein morin kein, that you may be right that if a conversation would take care of this craving, it may be true that he could go ahead and do that to save his life, but we can't issue such a ruling because of the ramifications of precedent if you issued such a ruling. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.